Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, Smars and Daz. Just to let you know, we recorded this podcast earlier in the week before we heard the tragic news of the Queen's death had been announced.
Yes, yeah, so we're sitting now, the night before the podcast gets released, just doing this little note because it sort of seemed weird not to mention it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, incredible monarch, incredible life. We send our loving thoughts out to everyone saddened and affected by the news of her death. We hope you're all okay.
Rest in peace, Mom.
Yeah, rest in peace indeed. What a longest reigning British monarch.
Incredible.
Absolutely fantastic. Rest in peace.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello, I am husband Christopher Ramsey. She is wife, Rosie Ramsey. Hello.
Hello, the kids are back at school.
Yeah!
Yeah! Get in! Get in!
Party! Oh God. Fucking get them back. Just 6 weeks plus of just
too long
kicking around the fucking house,
too
asking
long
for stuff.
Yeah,
going on iPads, wanting the telly. Honestly, I haven't watched grown up telly for fucking like 8 weeks.
No,
I'm sick.
Nah,
sick.
Nah. It's nice for them to be back. I just think it's too long. I always thought it was too long when I was a kid as well. I enjoyed the first few weeks of summer holidays and then I just got bored. I remember being bored.
I know what you mean. That's the thing, because I do, obviously, you know, people are ridiculous out there. So we love our kids, love them so much.
Of course we do.
I feel Robin's just a better kid when he's at school during the week.
Yeah.
He's a better kid. You enjoy the weekends more. You're like, oh, hey, I've got all day with you. Mm-hmm. This is great. Well, I'm just find myself ebbing the days out, man. Recently, I've been looking at the clock and going like 3 o'clock, right? How long's that till bedtime? What can I do here?
We did that silly thing of taking the summer off.
Yeah.
I'll be doing that again.
Fuck that. I wish I was working. Yeah.
I want to spend it with the kids. I wanted
like a week in, I was like, get me a fucking tour book. I'll do the Fringe.
Next year, if we take some time, if we take any weeks off, I'll be like, June.
Yeah.
June.
Absolutely. Yeah. June. Me and June.
Yeah. Anyway, they're back. It's nice. Hope he's all right. Hope he's managed to juggle childcare. Because I know a lot of people obviously work during the summer holidays. You lucky bastards. But then, you know, also not work. We'll look back in 10 years' time and we'll go, this was the best summer of our life. Because we have done some nice things.
Absolutely not. I can already tell you like 3 summers that are better than this already.
No, we will. I'm telling you, right? Shake on it.
What I'm saying to you is I've already got like 3 summers in the bank that are better than this one anyway. So why am I going to look back and go, no, that was the best one of my life?
Because we will, because we're stupid. And when you've got children, you look back on things and go, oh, I miss that and love that. And we will.
Even
we'll do it already.
At the time, it was shit.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm already doing it with Robin. Right. I already get notifications on my phone of when he was 3 and I go, oh, and it's happening already.
He was a nightmare. He was a pain in the arse.
I know he was. He used to kick off in the middle of B&M bargains and I had to carry him out over my shoulder, but he was geek cute and I missed that stage.
Yeah.
Fair. And we'll never get it back again. It's mental. Chris, it's mental.
Can we talk about how much of a hooligan Rafe is, please? Our 1.5-year-old this morning, I went to give him some Rice Krispies and he just fucking booted them out of my hand and they went all over the floor. And he caught us off guard. I was embarrassed because I was still half asleep. I was a bit tired. He caught us off balance and he just hit the ball and the full lot went on the floor.
I was embarrassed for you.
Oh, I didn't know where to put myself.
He did for 10 minutes after. He just kept pointing at it. I was like, you did that, dickhead. Pointing at it like, so he doesn't speak yet, the lazy little bastard that he is.
Oh, God. Anyway, look, yes, like Rosie said, we hope you all had a lovely summer holiday. Hope your kids are back at school safe and sound. Hope everyone's relaxed and having a nice little time out there. It is episode 184.
Wow.
184. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Can't wait.
This week's sponsor is... People who cross the road as you're driving towards them, then realise that you're there and step back on, get a fright and step back onto the pavement and then look at you like your car shouldn't have been on the fucking road in the first place.
Yeah.
The audacity. Why is that car on the road? I was going to just fucking jaywalk.
Yeah.
Pricks. Sick of it.
I'm so excited about that. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
They'll not drive.
Right. We'd had that yesterday, didn't we? Yeah. There was a
people
woman standing.
People who can drive are really good at crossing the road. People who can't drive are not as good at crossing the road.
Well, fuck them. Fuck them.
Well, that's not
But no,
nice.
Then again, no, I don't think it's that. I think you're wrong. I think if walking is your thing, if you don't drive and you're the professional walker, then you should be good at walking everywhere.
Yeah.
Sick of it. Do you know what I mean? The ones where you're driving along and they go to step out and you like put your brakes on and they step out and they look as if they go, ugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare your car be here? Because it's a fucking road.
Yeah.
They do it in car parks is the worst. People don't seem to realise that cars need to drive down the middle of the car parks. Like, them car parks that have got that blue or whatever coloured
They're
path,
really good.
They're amazing. They are really a godsend. Because otherwise, it's a fucking free-for-all.
I know.
Trolleys and people just walking around, kids running out. It's a car. Car!
I cannot control a trolley.
No.
I really struggle.
Yeah.
I don't think I've got any upper body strength.
Well, no. I don't know how they managed to make them so shit. Don't know how they make them so shit. Is it because all of the wheels can turn around 360 degrees?
I think it's since, right? You know, since now that they've got them, then they go up escalators and that.
Right.
They're a bit ridiculous now.
What do you mean?
Well, because back in the day,
right,
there wasn't any escalators in supermarkets.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's...
And so trolleys were just sort of like a bit more sturdy.
They've
got their magnet things on.
They're magnet things that aren't there to stop you from nicking them. Aren't they like if you...
No, they're to go up the escalators.
No,
with.
They're not. I'm sure they're not the magnet things. So the wheels to go up the escalators, that's the little rubber skinny bits of the wheels that they clip in the escalator. But the big grey thing that you're talking
about... They're clipping the escalator, they're magnetic.
They're not magnetic. They go into the grooves, you fucking nutter.
Oh, do they?
Why would they be magnetic?
Because I thought when you were on there...
Are you talking about the big grey box on the wheels?
Yeah.
The big grey box on the wheels.
Do they go in the grooves?
I'm sure they lock it if you take it out of the car park. If you nick it, try and nick it. I'm sure they lock the wheels.
Oh, I don't know. You've
done that thing where you've made us doubt myself now.
I know I'm going to get a tweet.
I'm going to get a tweet going, I think Chris Ramsey made a dick of himself. I work for the company that puts the magnets on them. This is for the escalator. Your wife was right.
I thought they were magnets. That when you go on the escalator, they go but, like that.
But no, I thought they just went in the grooves.
Right, I don't know the answer to this.
And you're saying escalator. Are we talking about travelator? Are we talking about the vertical? Not vertical.
So yes, the travelator.
The ascending travelator.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But all I'm saying is,
right,
back in the day, I don't remember trolleys being this out of control.
Right.
When you're going back to the car, if you've done a full shop and you go back to the car, I'm like veering off into the road because I can't keep my trolley straight.
What's the fucking problem then? Get out of the road, it's a car park.
But I can't keep the trolley straight.
Don't care. Right. Stand on the other side of it. Pull it. Do anything.
It would
walk
probably
slower.
Be better to pull it.
Walk slower.
No, I haven't got the strength, man. It's even worse when you're pregnant. Like, when you're pregnant, trying to have the strength to push a trolley.
Right.
Not good. I wouldn't advise it.
Why are you talking about stuff I can't have an opinion on? Why are you...
Because I'm better than
why
you.
Why are you cutting me? Tell you what, if you think trolleys are hard, Wickes or B&Q, try the big ones that you can put plasterboard on.
Yeah, oh no.
Fucking garden centre trolley, forget about it.
Give up using
kidneys.
Them. Give up using kidneys. Them years ago. Kidneys.
How old are we? Are we 85 years old?
I just feel like we're at an age now where we just complain about stuff.
Trolleys.
Just trolleys and that. Just like, back in the day.
Boring twats.
I know. I'm going to ask my mum if it was easier years ago than it is now. I'm not going to ring her.
Well, no, yeah, please don't. And just remind us of when you're going to give us a heads up when you are going to ask her that so I can leave the room because I don't want to be...
Hang on a minute. Leave the room. You're the nosiest little fucker that I've ever met in my life. You know what you'd do? We'd be talking about it. You walk in, you go, what are you talking about? I go, it's not important. You go, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I go, it's really boring. You won't want to know. Go on, tell us. And then I go, I'm asking my mum if trolleys were better when she was younger or now. And you'd go, what the fuck? Yeah. I don't want to hear about that. And I go, why did you ask, you nosy little prick?
In case it was something good. You boring piece of shit.
No, you can't bear to be left out.
No, I do hate being left out. Like, I hate, honestly. I've told you before. I think I've said it on here before. If I get a missed call from an unknown number,
Day ruined. I honestly couldn't give a shit, mate. I'm like, if they want to get in touch with us, they'll leave a message. If they don't, then I'll happily, my life will carry on.
Day ruined. Awful. Cry me eyes
out. do the jingle.
Oh, go on, do your fucking shit, piece of shit jingle. Go on. No, I'm sorry. Like, come on, let's get all. I'm just excited because the kids are out. Let's get the anger gone. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologise. But everyone's fucking steal with me car when I'm driving.
But here's the jingle. Cars.
Be safe out there.
Shut up.
Green cross code.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle. Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, the kids are back at school and all.
Yes, let's try not to bang on about that too much, I think. But yeah, it's very, very, I just all I want to talk about. Fuck, who am I kidding? Oh, God, dropped them off this morning. Bye. See you in a few hours. Someone else's fucking problem.
So my card recently has been declined.
Right.
Well, you know this. Yes. I'm not telling you for the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Telling the listeners for the first time.
I'm aware.
So I'm 5 days without a debit card.
I'm aware of the scam you're running on me.
Yeah. But, well, this is what I want everyone to know. Mm. It's actually brilliant because I've just been now using your card.
Mm, mm. And very convenient.
Finally bought a garden furniture set.
Yeah. Listen to this, everyone, right?
Out of your bank account.
Oman and Aran about buying garden furniture.
Oman and Aran? Is it not Oman and Aran?
I think we've done this. I don't know. Oman and Aran. I don't fucking know. But
Oman and Aran.
Right, sorry. I'll rephrase. She's been fucking having a whinge, right? Shall I buy garden furniture? Shall I not? What colour? What if someone drops an ice cream on it? Does it have a cover? Oh, you've got to put the cushions in the house. Oh, buy a box.
Really
to put
them in.
I don't
furniture.
Like the box. It's fucking ridiculous, right? You've been literally back and forth about buying them. Since literally about March, everyone, right? The minute a fucking card, the minute she has to get her card blocked, right? Because of some spurious website she's been buying bollocks on. The minute you get it blocked. Chris can have your card. I've decided I want to definitely get some garden furniture. Magically, the stars align and you find your favourite fucking garden furniture as soon as you can't use your account to buy it. Snake.
Right, everyone listening, if you have also been undecided about garden furniture, get it now. It's half price.
Yeah.
It's all half price. I hate it when they do that.
Yeah.
Shit bags.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. Sit on my hands all summer, shall I? Eh?
Seasonal
and then
stuff.
September, I'll get it.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea, though.
It is, yeah, I suppose. Seasonals,
like people who buy Christmas cards in January.
Yeah.
Hate them people. But actually, at the same time, you know,
I mean, I've talked about this before. I hate people who book their next haircut on the way out because I'm just jealous. I'm just jealous of how it's sort of organised they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, people who, I've said before, my mum's got a friend who goes and gets all of next year's Christmas presents in the Boxing Day sale.
Oh.
Mad. Like, what the fuck?
Oh,
just turns it into like some kind of production line. Like, yeah. Where's the joy? Where's going out? You know, I mean, we every year you hear there's Christmas songs on in the shops in October. All right, man, we get it. Right, yes, they're trying to make us spend money, but there is something nice about going out in the shops when it's getting a bit Christmassy.
When you're thinking about
it's
who you're buying
cold
for, yeah,
you gotta go.
Yeah.
Oh, who would like this and all? Yeah. Not like right. Boxing Day, get them all in, loft them. Next year, get them out, wrap them under the tree. Day after, Boxing Day, get them in, loft. Repeat until we die.
That is sad. I don't like that.
Repeat until we die.
But, okay, just to stick up for this person, I don't know who it is, by the way, you'll tell us after.
Yeah.
They're carefree.
Oh yeah,
they
December.
Are. They're enjoying Christmas. Oh, yeah. The lead up to Christmas,
pissing themselves.
They're enjoying themselves. They're pissing going out. They're laughing. Going out for afternoon drinks.
Oh yeah,
you know, Friday afternoon. Yeah. They're not at the shops buying shit for people who they don't give a fuck about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
there is that.
I mean, I'm getting drunk on Boxing Day.
Yeah,
there is no Boxing Day sales for me. We're at my nana's house.
No, nuts. Yeah. You're mad. You're mad if you're going shopping again on them days. I get that everyone wants to save a bit of money, especially now, but I just can't put up with it.
I know. I do. And I know what you mean. It's never been top of my agenda to buy next year's Christmas presents just after someone's opened them.
Seasonal stuff's weird. Like the way people sell stuff, like with the garden furniture being half price and stuff now. Did I ever tell you, I was doing a gig in Norwich years ago. My first ever tour was at Norwich Playhouse on my affirmation tour. And I stayed in like a Holiday Inn or something, but it happened to have a pool. Like it was one of these mad hotels that had a pool. I was like, hey.
Inside or outside?
God, inside. Jesus. Right. Norwich. England. And I I went across to the Asda. This was, so this must have been 2012.
Right.
I went across to the Asda.
Gosh, we weren't even together then.
Nah. Nah. Was it 2011? Might have been 2011. Oh, yeah, it was 2011.
Right.
It's 2011. Autumn 2011. So we're talking October, November. I went into the Asda and I said, do you sell swimming shorts?
Mm.
And they looked as if I was a fucking lunatic. Because it was autumn.
Yeah.
Like, just like the rules are just, oh, no, you can't buy. I mean, I think you can now, but then it was just like no chance.
I think you can now, but only because people are going a little bit further afar on the holidays. Like,
yeah.
Since, you know, more people are going to Dubai and places like that where it is winter sun.
Technical terms, yeah, winter sun.
Rich people went on holiday in November.
Yeah,
did you remember somebody at school?
And they didn't go to Asda for the swimming shorts.
They didn't go, probably not, no. I honestly don't think anybody went on a winter sun holiday who I know when I was younger.
Yeah.
But if adults had, who my mum might know, and it would be like, either going on holiday in November. Oh my God, like on a cruise or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just crazy.
Fucking the other half lived.
I know.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, you're right, actually.
Yeah.
Well, didn't that happen to me? Hang on, this isn't even that far back. So when I worked in Greece, I needed to buy all of my stuff. But obviously it was in like April,
right?
March or April, because I was going. I went to my training at the end of April in Rhodes.
Yeah.
I couldn't get anything.
What do you mean?
I couldn't buy any bikinis. Couldn't buy anything because it was April.
So what did you do? Is that why you used to get your tits out all the time? You just didn't have a bikini.
No, I had lush tits. Just got them out all the time. I was actually a bit of an exhibitionist when I was younger.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yes. we can all believe that. We're all familiar with your patter. Yeah. When there was a kid in my school once, no one could believe it, went to the Bahamas for Christmas.
What?
Came in January with a tan.
From Shields?
From Shields.
Went to Bahamas for Christmas.
Tell you, January, we're fucking braid him.
Why?
Serve them right. Kick the fat. I'm joking.
God, don't say that. That's a horrible
joking,
thing to
man.
Say.
Man. Imagine that. Wait, you mean that? What's that? A tan in January? Mm-hmm. Come here, let us fucking...
Bahamas?
Thing? Yeah, yeah.
What's his mum and dad do?
Oh, I don't know.
Offshore.
Drug dealers. Robbers.
The Bahamas.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, I've not even been to the Bahamas.
I've never been the bad one. Nah. Where it is. I'll be honest with you, I don't know where it is. Hot of winter, so south...
Caribbean.
South bit. Bottom bit of the egg. Bottom half of the
like
egg.
That. Have we spoke about the fact that you told me, and it blew my mind, that every other country in the world is in the middle? Whatever country you're from, when you look at the map of the globe or whatever, they're in the middle.
Right. Now, this is another thing that I don't want people to I don't want... I'm hoping that I don't get proved wrong here, because this is a fact I learned in geography at school, so I don't know if this is right or not. But, and I told you about it.
Yeah, and blew my mind.
Well, I'm always quite confident about the facts I know, because normally, 99 times out of 10, 100.
he started on a bad foot here. Anyone, 99 times out of 10.
Anyone who had any confidence in what I was about to say has just been fucking shattered.
Do you mean 9 times out of 10 or 99 times out of 100?
Yeah, both of them.
Okay, great.
I mean, the time, my facts are normally right, right?
Yeah.
Like, we know one of the QI elves was very impressed with me Big Bang stuff.
Yes.
But, if you are looking at... If there's a world, if there's a map of the world in a British school, your British Isles are in the middle.
Yes.
England's in the middle, and then America's off to the left, and then Europe, Russia, Australia, Japan are off to the right.
All right, stop naming countries trying to redeem yourself.
Just trying to fucking dig yourself out of that 99 out of 10 hole. And so if you...
So say you are from...
America. And you in American school, they've got the world atlas up on the wall. America will be in the middle, and Europe and that will be off to the right, and then Australia and that will be off to the left. So whatever country the world map is from, that country's in the middle. Because why would you just have England in the middle?
Yeah, it makes complete sense, but I never knew that. And when you told me that, I was like, wow.
I am 99 times out of 5. I'm 99 times out of 5 that's true.
But do you not remember at one point in my life when people from America said they were going to Australia, I'd be like, Jesus.
Yeah.
But actually, they could just go the other way.
Yeah, but the Pacific's there, innit? It's still pretty far. I think
it's closer. I know it's still pretty far, but obviously when you look at our map, America to Australia is like crazy.
Oh, sorry, you're talking about the flat one.
Yes,
the flat one,
Rosie. But they can just nip around the other way.
Yeah, you thought they went the full way, yeah. I mean, you never know, they might. Flight paths are fucking weird.
Who
it's weird the way it works. This school memory came to me this week.
Mm-hmm.
In my geography class, the geography teacher, for some reason, was talking about football.
So this is comp?
This is in the comp, yeah, yeah. Mm. So we must have been 14, 13. No, probably 12, actually. It was before we moved classes. So we're 12 years old. He's talking about football. Obviously, it's South Shields. Half of the class is Newcastle, half the class Sunderland.
Yeah.
Apart from one lad who supports Man United.
Glory supporter.
Glory supporter is what the teacher said, and he made a big thing of it, saying you're a glory supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went at this lad randomly. He gave him a meter stick, and he pulled the British Isles map down, and he went, I bet you can't even point where Manchester is. Couldn't do it. He got
You've
it wrong.
Told me that,
the
yeah.
fucking class went ballistic. He came in the next week, went, I know where it is now. He got it wrong again. Fuck, we honestly... One of the best days at school we ever had. It was,
do you know what's so sad about that, though? Like, why do you have to just support the team where
yeah,
you're from?
Yeah, like, let them. Yeah, like, totally let them. Like, it's fine.
Do you know what I mean?
But it was very funny. And another amazing thing that happened at school. I remember this yesterday when I was driving along. Someone on a podcast was talking about the watches with calculators on. Remember,
the watches with calculators.
You get a Casio watch with a tiny little calculator on. It's really cool.
I don't remember
really
that.
Retro. I'm sure, like I'm sure Napoleon Dynamite wears one.
I remember Casios, but I don't remember the calculator one. I would love that. I loved a calculator.
My mate, right, in science once had a watch. I think it had the calculator on, but it also could control the television.
Oh.
And the teacher brought the telly in, and he put the video in,
and
he started playing it. And my mate, with this little red button on the side of his watch, could press standby and turn the telly off. It's fucking amazing.
Loved it.
It was an hour of every couple of minutes, he just turned the telly off, and the teacher couldn't work out what was going on. He turned it back on and turned off again, and we were at the back just like dying. It was one of the best days of my life.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
One of the best days of my life.
Do you know, this has just sparked a little memory for me. In my junior school, like primary school, sorry, I remember our headmaster, Mr. Newcomb, used to come round.
Yeah.
And I used to, honestly, I'd be buzzing, like, how sad is this? It was absolutely class. He'd come around and be like, right, calculator challenge. And he'd have a calculator. And he just would just do loads of numbers and add them up and take them away. Just practicing the calculator.
Sorry.
I've took
the piss out of you many times for your education. I've claimed that your school is substandard to mine, and I'm obviously always joking. But in my school, it used to be like mental arithmetic challenges, not can you press these buttons?
You're a bunch
of fucking idiots. So he would come, the headmaster.
Oh, don't, because now I'm like, did that happen?
Yeah, yeah,
it did happen.
So the headmaster's walking on the corridors with the calculator in his pocket, like some kind of Western with a holstered calculator. He boots the door open. He just randomly comes into a class and goes, calculator challenge.
Yeah.
And everyone has to start keying in number.
Get your calculator out.
So come on then, what would he say?
Well, just like, right. So kind of, actually, you are practicing, because you'd be like 3,472. So you'd have to know how to, like, do you know what I mean? 3, 7, 4, 2. So,
and how to type the numbers in.
You'd have to know how to do
it. How was he checking?
Well, you just play along. So you'd type it in, and then you'd be like, divided by 9. So you go, divide by 9. And they'd be like, what do you got? And everyone would go, no, I've got this.
Wow. And then he'd leave.
We would do a few. We'd be there for a good 10 minutes.
I'm round 2. All right, 1,002. Minus 400. What we got? 600.
Why are you ruining my happy memories?
Bye, sir. Yay, round of applause for the nutter with a fucking calculator. Wow, what a crazy, crazy little, simple little school you went to.
It was absolutely bloody lovely. Wow. Do you know that? And I only liked it because I didn't have to use my brain.
Right, yes.
And I'd be like, oh, I'm good at this.
And she's never used it since.
Nah. Calculators are mint. Why do I bother?
Calculators.
Scrap maths from the national curriculum. Who gives a fuck? Fractions, fuck off.
Yeah.
Ratios, fuck off.
Yeah.
Mean mode, what's modem, all that shite? What is it? What's
modem,
that?
Modem, yeah, what yeah, yeah modem, yeah.
No, find the mean number or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Right.
Hate maths.
You remember Get quite a bit bin. Of it, to be fair. You remember quite a lot.
I used to be a teaching assistant, didn't I?
Yeah.
But I couldn't go in the big classes. I was they were like, when I did supply, they were like, where do you prefer to be? I'd be like, reception, please. One day I got put in year 5. I was like, I can't be in this class.
Year 5.
In, you kidding me?
Fucking 8.
No, it was always in the junior school, in the primary schools. But they used to put us in year 5, and then. I was at this school for a while, and I loved the school. I was in year 1, and they were like, there's a job coming up in year 6. I was like, absolutely not. I'll see you later.
Absolutely. Look, I will not do full time in that class, but if they want me to quickly pop in and do a calculator challenge, give me a call
I'm
on
there.
This. Give
I'm
me a,
there.
Give me a call on this here mobile phone, Mrs. Winter. That's a calculator. Oh, well, I'll see you later.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Actually, you just reminded me there, right? You know how I bought all them old books for the library?
Yeah.
That were quite expensive, but yeah. they're really interesting.
Rosie bought loads of antique-y looking, sort of retro vintage looking books.
No, they're not looking, they genuinely are. From,
okay, old smelly fucking books.
They're from
for shelves.
Like, one of them's from bloody 1870, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's going to be some incredibly out of date phrases and opinions. Ideas.
Well, actually, probably, yeah. But it's really nice. I've been looking at the front of loads of them, and it's got messages like...
Sorry. I'll stop you right there.
Yeah.
You've been looking at loads of the fronts of the books. Just... Sorry. Have you been judging books by their cover? Is that what you've been doing?
Oh, jeez.
Is that what you've been doing?
Yeah, no. Mm. I've been looking at the inside because there's nice messages.
What do you mean?
A lot of them are teachers buying kids' books. Which I find a bit weird.
Written by people. The messages inside.
No, written by people. Like, right. Happy birthday, John.
Yeah.
Love from mother or something like that. It's back in the olden days, so they don't say mom.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? There's loads of them. Anyway, back to my story.
Yeah.
There's one here. I can actually see it on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
45 easy games for infants and juniors, right? Oxford right. University Press.
Right.
It's from... first printed in 1928, right?
Crikey.
It's loads of games
right.
for primary school.
Right.
All my friends are primary school teachers.
Right.
So a few weeks ago, we all went out for dinner. Stephanie, Angela, Rebecca, and Sarah, right? Yeah. They're all primary school teachers. I kept this book to the side, and I was like, I found this. And I thought you could use it at the school, like if
are
the
you
kids wanted to
serious?
Do any of them. At the time, they were all like, oh, that's really interesting. That's good. Not one of them took it. Not one of them took it.
Well, of course they didn't, because I imagine that their curriculum isn't rooted in the 1920s.
Well, no, it's just games, isn't it? Oh, it's probably very un-PC. One of them's called We Won't Let You Out.
Brilliant. That sounds great. That sounds like a fucking Jordan Peele film.
Yeah. Half the class should form a ring, hold hands and stand fairly close together. The other half should stand free inside the ring. On the whistle, those who are inside try to get out and those forming the ring try to keep them in. After a second or two, the game should be stopped and those that have succeeded in getting out are counted. Then the children change places.
Fucking hell.
So it's.
Let's have a look at this.
Is Beat the Letter in here? That's what I want to know.
Beat the Letter.
Do you remember Beat the Letter?
Nope.
Do you not remember Beat the Letter?
What was Beat the Letter?
What?
We've never talked about Beat the Letter.
Right. Beat the Letter. So.
This book smells
of 1928.
Disgusting. Oh my God.
So Beat the Letter, Chris.
Yeah.
Back in school, what would happen is you'd have a letter. A kid would be given a letter, right? So it would be like P. Yeah. And what would happen is all the other children had to beat you up until you shouted the letter.
So
it's called Beat the Letter.
And what does the letter mean? What does it make?
Nothing.
Has loads of people got a letter and it makes a word?
Oh, possibly. Maybe I didn't. I never knew that. I just, someone would come near us and I'd go, B!
Never heard of that.
Have you never heard of Beat the Letter?
Absolutely awful. Right. So this is 45 easy games, this book, right, for infants and juniors. I've gone right to 45 because I want to see that they're really sort of scraping the barrel with,
okay.
Right? Because obviously by 45. I mean, why 45 of them? What's going on, right? 45, grinding coffee. I'm just reading this now.
Ooh.
The children stand in their desks. In their desks, facing partners and holding both hands. Then the teacher says, one, they raise their arms nearest the front, thus forming an arch. And two, they turn under the arch and stand back to back. Three, they raise their arms nearest the front again, brackets, not the same arm as the first time.
This is horrible.
Yeah.
You've lost
and
us.
And at four... they turn under the arch to fit. This is fucking crazy. It's like a dance.
Ridiculous.
Horrible.
I'm not surprised I didn't take it, actually.
Yeah, no. It's horrible. It really smells. I feel like I need a shower after touching this book as well.
Wow.
No gold in there. No Rosie's jotter this week either. I forgot it.
What? Why?
I forgot to bring it. I'm really sorry.
You start a new segment and you do for one week and then you forget.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I'll find it. Found a great one in this book for you, for children, Rose.
Right.
Game number 6 out of 45. The Man with the Gun. For infants and juniors.
1928.
Divide the class into two equal parts. One half get partners and stand anywhere about the yard. Spread out as much as possible, with both hands joined to form trees.
Mm.
Right, so they're the trees.
Mm.
The others fly or hop about amongst the trees, pretending to be birds. Then the man with the gun, brackets teacher, runs out from behind a tree, making a big noise. She sees how many birds she can shoot, brackets touch, before they can fly into a tree for safety. Two or more birds are allowed to fly into one tree if necessary. This can be repeated 3 or 4 times before the trees change places with the birds. Well, what a day.
You could do that without having to be guns in that, couldn't you?
I mean, it's tagged with multiple bases.
Yeah.
It's the worst book in the world. I'm probably going to burn that.
Do you used to play Blocker?
I did used to play Blocker. Loved a game of Blocker.
How did that work again?
Blocker was essentially, you had a base and you counted. Everyone went and hid. And then you counted, but instead of like basically going and finding them,
you had to just see them.
And yeah, so you had to walk around, and then they had to run to the base. Mm. Fucking great game. They had to run to the base and say, buzz off by 1, 2, 3.
Buzz off by 1, 2, 3.
Rosie by 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
That was a good game.
Really good. I was talking to my mate the other day. My mates used to, did any of your mates used to do this? Garden lobbing.
What's that?
Trespassing. It's trespassing.
Just going over the gardens.
Jumping over as many gardens in a row.
I never did that.
My mates used to love it. And I never did it. I never jumped over. I don't know how I used to keep getting out of it. My mate said it was the idea. He was like, I used to love it. We did it all the time. They did do it all the time. And I would just, I don't know how I did it. But I didn't even let myself get peer pressured into it. I wouldn't do it.
Imagine if you just saw some kids jumping out of your back fence.
And just running through. I don't think I'd be that arsed. Remember when people used to like chase people when you go on knock on that door, the bloke will come out and chase you. Like, how much fucking time do you got on his hands?
It'd get a bit irritating.
Like, ring that doorbell, I'll run there, and the guy comes and chases you. Why? And what's he going to do when he catches it? What's he doing? Is he a fucking nutcase? And like, I got a knock on the door and I opened the door and there's no one there, I go, okay, kids have not run away, and I shut the door again. Mm. But what that guy didn't know is by chasing them, he's making a rod for his own back. If I looked out the back window and two kids jumped over the fence and ran and jumped over the next fence, I'd probably open the back door or the window and think, what were they doing? And
then go back in. It depends how old they are.
Right. Oh, what if they're men?
Because you're, well, I know, but you're thinking maybe he's like Robin's age or something. I'm not being funny. My Daniel now, how old is he now? 13.
We're talking youths.
He's like 6 foot odd. If a 13, 14 year old lad jumped out, I'd be like, who the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But I'm not going to chase him.
I'd get a good chase on me.
Would you know?
You little shit! Get out of my garden!
Come back here and play man with a gun. I'll sort the men from the boys. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Beef, beef, hey, beef, 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 beef. You nearly said the C word, didn't
nearly
you?
Nearly said the C word. Oh, I had to stop myself.
Uh-huh.
And I love the C word.
You do indeed.
We swore a lot this episode, though.
Yeah, we've been very angry. Let's rein the fuck in. Let's fucking rein it the fuck in, right?
I love swearing.
I do. I love it.
I love it so much.
Oh, honestly, if you're offended by swearing, I don't know what's wrong with you.
But, well, I find swearing one of them things. You can control your swearing.
Yeah, yeah.
I did a TV programme last week.
Oh my God. Stop doing all that stuff. Why? Well, stop doing all that stuff. And then
jealous.
That's the thing. We're in a weird position at the minute because you've done a TV show that you want to talk about and you're not allowed.
Mm.
And I've done a TV show that I want to talk about, but I'm not allowed. It's really annoying.
Yeah, we're living in a weird world where we can't talk about anything.
Yeah, everything's filmed so far in advance, but we'll talk about it all soon. Yeah. Don't worry, we'll get you all up to speed because we've got some fucking cracking anecdotes.
Can I just say, though, I do love working with you. I do. Right. I genuinely do. We have a great time. It's good fun.
I feel the butt coming.
Quite nice being on my own.
Great.
Quite nice being my own person again.
Great.
It's nice.
Great.
It's nice.
Well, I'm glad because you are your own person.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah.
Kind of had to be a bit more professional.
Really?
Which was quite difficult.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, what was I saying?
Fuck knows. Some shit about a TV show you did. Some shit about some stupid job you did that you were rubbish
so,
at.
So, I mean, I was pretty rubbish. I managed not to swear. Might have let a couple slip out in company.
Yeah.
But actually, on the whole, didn't swear much because
you got to.
You can rein it in when you need to.
Well,
but
I
do love a good swear
word.
The
one show, man. Squeaky clean.
Yeah,
children in need. Squeaky clean.
Yeah.
I do what I need to.
Yeah.
But I just fucking love
it. I do. Yeah. So, yes.
Anyway, what's your beef here? Sorry.
Right, my beef with you at the minute.
Can't imagine the one. We've spent a full summer together. I can't imagine you've got anything left.
I've got a lot.
To get upset with.
You. Need to stop prioritising yourself in a morning.
Never. Never. Next question. Never.
We'll come downstairs.
Yeah.
The kids need feeding.
Well, it's time to fucking learn. You know, it's time. Get a trough. I'll fill the trough. Right? Rosie, it's called self-care.
Well, you come down.
Yeah.
Right, obviously I've run around after them, get all the stuff done, whatever. Mm-hmm. But actually, this is the problem because I would do it, but Rafe won't let me leave his side. What is wrong with this kid at the minute?
He's the clingiest little
fucker. He is so clingy, bless him. So I have to just sit with Rafe because I do leave him sometimes and he has to cry and I'm like, that's, you know, I get it. But first thing in the morning, I can't be bothered with him screaming. So I just kind of sit and have to watch the shite on telly.
Yeah.
Anyway, you are just having the wheel of a time down in your athletic greens in the kitchen.
Athletic greens, still on that.
Can you not wait until they're sorted?
It's called self-care. Athletic greens,
you don't
bang,
get
vitamin D,
when you've
bang,
got two
coffee,
children.
Bang, then I'll deal with them. They'll wait.
No.
Yeah.
Chris, you have to pack it in. Your time management with the kids is shocking.
I'll be honest with you. I've been all right for the past few weeks. You're talking about today specifically. And today specifically, I went in there and I did my athletic greens, my coffee, because I was in a huff that Rafe had hit them cereal out of my hand and I was really annoyed by it.
Oh,
and I was like, he's not getting anything else.
For real?
He's not getting anything else. Fuck off. That's why you came in and had to get him something. I realised I was being ridiculous, but I took it personally.
Wow.
I took it really personally that he
social services, you listening to that?
Yeah.
19-month-old spills cereal. Father refuses to feed him ever again.
Serves him right. Yeah, you got to learn these lessons. I was just like, oh, fuck's sake. But yeah, sorry. But no, not sorry. Self-care.
Just wait until the fed. Feed the kids. Do whatever you want. Go upstairs, have a 10-minute meditation. No, you can't, actually.
10-minute meditation?
No, you can't.
Oh, no, you said it. You said it. Because I don't have to meditate. I just sit in silence for 10 minutes. That would be lovely.
It kind of is meditating.
Love a bit of that. Oh, yeah.
What's your beef with me?
My beef with you. Right, okay. What we've got. I'll just go through the file of facts. What have I got? Oh, yeah. So you've done this for a while now, but you did it the most ridiculous degree the other day.
Mm.
So I went shopping, right? And I was...
Food shopping or clothes shopping?
When have I got time to go fucking clothes shopping?
Okay, food shopping.
Food shopping. So I went to go to the
shop.
I love going food shopping.
I'm actually a bit sick of you.
Me time.
Keep.
Self-care.
No, I'm the food shopper. Stop trying to be the food shopper.
You can never be arsed, man. You can never be arsed to do it.
I want to do it. I don't want to be in the house with the kids.
Yeah, you do, man. You love it. Now, listen. I go to the shop and I'll say, do you want to get anything? Should I get any little treats for tonight? And you go, no, don't get any treats, don't get any chocolate and being good.
You've said this before.
Yeah, you did it the most ridiculous way the other day, right? This is exactly what you said. You said, right, have I said this recently?
No, it's been a while ago.
Right. I know I do it. You went, don't, I'm being good, don't. I went, right. Later on that night, I didn't. And you went, you got any treats? And I went, no. And you went, oh, for fuck's sake! Fuck's sake! And I went, Rosie, you specifically told me not to get any treats. And your exact words were, always get them. No matter what I say.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
So get them and we've spoke about this before.
You've alluded to it before, but you literally put it out there saying, completely ignore what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Down is up, up is down. I don't know what's going on.
Basically have a stash somewhere that I don't know where they are. We've talked about this before. Nah. I don't know why you don't do it. Have a stash that you will not tell me about unless I'm literally begging you.
It's ridiculous.
I know it is, and I know I sound ridiculous. It's ridiculous, but if it's here, I'll eat it. I've got a problem.
It's ridiculous. It's doing me head in. And I can't have anything. There's nothing. And then your mum made me Doritos yesterday. No, you can have
this stuff I don't like. Doritos. Please stop calling them Doritos. There's no double O. It's horrible.
That would be ooh.
It's Doritos or Doritos because we're Geordies. Not Doritos.
Doritos.
Doritos. Oh. Awful, that like.
But then even sometimes when I do get them and hide them, you tell us I shouldn't hide them as well. And God forbid you tell us not to get treats and I go to the shop and I get myself treats and get you none.
Yeah.
And then I lose half my Twix.
Yeah.
You're fucking nightmare.
Get stuff I don't like.
Stop being...
I can name you loads of things I don't like. I've got none.
Why can I get you stuff you don't... don't get chocolate. Get you stuff you don't like.
So that I won't be tempted to eat them. I don't like chocolate. I don't like coffee stuff.
Everyone out there, you listen to this.
Don't like orange. You listen to this. I would eat orange.
You would eat any of it. That's the problem. I'd get something you don't like and then you'd be like, oh, go on then, get us it. And you just...
Yeah, honestly, I would eat it for the sake of eating it because that's sometimes how desperate I am.
Problems.
I ate out-of-date Fortnum & Mason biscuits that I didn't even like because I was that desperate.
That's because we got a posh present from when we did the TV show. Yeah. Bought some Fortnum & Mason biscuits that were... I mean, if that's what posh people are eating, fucking hell, how's everyone not rolling around in Parliament? I suppose they are. the kind of people who go to Fortnum & Mason. Sadly, I'm on your level, to be fair, because yesterday I was moving the sofa from one room to the other, and it was one of them sofas you take apart, and as I took it apart, I found a minstrel.
Oh, did you eat it?
I ate it, yeah.
You didn't?
I don't know how long it had been there. But I was like, you know,
You did not.
But it's got that sort of sugary shell, hasn't it? That like sugary shell. Like I thought, that's keeping it nice.
Wow.
It looked like it came.
Proud of you.
What? She's just put her hand out. Are we shaking hands?
Proud of you.
Really?
Oh, God. I can love you more. Welcome to my world.
Wow.
Oh, welcome, I ate that.
Welcome to Piggerhood.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Was it nice?
It tasted, honestly, worryingly normal.
If it makes you feel any better. Oh, actually, though, I had minstrels not long ago on that sofa.
Right.
But I also had them, like, last year on that sofa. So, who knows?
Jury's out. I'm alive. I'm still here.
When was it?
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
It's all right.
Yeah?
Swallowed it whole like a big tablet.
No, you
worked
didn't.
Worked its way through my system. No, didn't I?
Chewed
it. Nice, didn't
I bloody love minstrels.
Oh, God, shut up, man.
No, I'm going through a proper minstrel phase.
Shut up, man.
Oh,
I'm going through a minstrel
I have two
phase.
At a time, and I suck all the shell off, and then I, like, squidge them together in my mouth.
Why do you molest food?
Oh, I just don't.
Why do you molest food?
Get to that shop, get me.
Explain how you do it.
So I put two in my mouth. One just is shite. Right. Waste of time. I put two in my mouth.
Right.
I suck. Individually, I play with them around my mouth, right? Is this sexual?
No, absolutely not.
I play with them in my mouth.
That's horrible. Stop it.
Hi, boy.
Stop it.
So I play with them in my mouth, suck all the stuff off. And then once they've gone, like, softer.
Right. Here's a question.
What?
Do you completely suck the stuff off one and then store it in your side pouch like a little hamster and do
used
the second one? Or do you do like, sort
used
of...
Used to. So now, play with them both.
Time. Right.
Suck them so they're a bit softer, but the shell's still there. Then I squidge them together with my tongue and the top roof of my mouth.
Right.
And then... squidge them and then the shell kind of breaks and then I chomp the shell. Oh, I put the shell to the side of my mouth. And then I suck the chocolate when it's melting. Then after the chocolate is melted and I swallow that, I get the shell from the like side of my mouth and then I chomp on the shell with my front teeth.
Anyone listen to that? If you fancy minstrels after that, you want your fucking head looking
there will be.
Horrible.
There will be people who enjoyed that.
Like, that's definitely not Minstrel's new advert. And I'll put the shell at the same and I bring it back down. It's just you clacking with fucking bits of shell spitting on the microphone.
I also like the Countess one. They don't have the shell on. They're still quite nice.
Oh, sure.
They're still quite hard on the outside. Still a bit of a coat in there. It's not like proper shell.
Yeah, yet if I buy them, I get bollocked. So what do I do?
You wouldn't a tear. Listen, you wouldn't a tear.
Well, you're not getting anything. Shut up. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmightannoyed@gmail.com. Send us all kinds of stories, confessions, everything. But most importantly at the moment, we are very much enjoying icks.
Oh, why are you so disgusting?
Disgusting.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. A short and sweet ick from me. My boyfriend of nearly 4 years calls a 69 an upsie downsie.
Ha 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 ha.
He said it the first time as a joke and now it's stuck. The worst part is it's one of my favourite positions. So the ick is a fresh stab in the heart and libido every time.
Jesus. Who's regularly 69?
I didn't ask it. Honestly,
what the fuck's going on?
Whose favourite position is having your partner's arsehole in your face? Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's area. I don't know if it's us being super vanilla here, but whose favourite position is a 69? Who's 69 and so regularly that their ick is what their boyfriend calls a 69? What? What are you, a fucking porn star?
What's wrong? Is it us?
It might be us, I don't know.
What would you rather look at, right?
Yeah.
A belly button
or
an arsehole?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
What would you rather have your nose touching? A belly button or an arsehole? 69?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
I don't think we've never done 69.
I don't know.
I don't think we have.
Yeah, no, we haven't. We talk about stuff here, but we're not.
I don't think I've done a 69 position since I was about 20.
No, I remember, I think when I first started having sex, it'll have been like, let's 69, because I've seen it on porn.
Because it's a thing,
and then I remember like it finishing and me going, well, I'm happy to never do that again, because that was fucking... That was like, you know, hey, imagine the advert for 69s would be, hey, do you like having sex? Hey, do you also like fixing a car?
Are you good at multitasking?
do you want to be sliding under the undercarriage of your partner like you're fixing a fucking Renault Clio?
Is your car amazing? Uncomfortable.
They're doing it so much that he's going, let's upsy downsy, and she's going, stop saying it like that. You're ruining me favourite position. Fucking hell. Oh, it might be us.
Listen, each to their own. I'm just glad that they're having sex.
I can't believe people are regularly 69 out there. I can't believe it. I imagine it's something you do, you try it, and then you go, but then again, you know, everyone's into different stuff.
But don't you think it's like old? I don't know whether, maybe it's when you have kids. I'm not like, I think we had longer sexual sessions before
never
children.
Never see a sexual session again.
No, but you know what I mean?
Hi, welcome to Rosie's sexual sessions on BBC Radio 4 late night.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
It used to be like an occasion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now
yeah.
It's 3 minutes.
Yeah, quick. 3 minutes. What we're doing it six times? Joking, aren't you? 3 minutes.
Oh,
get the Lucas in.
Squeeze it in. Literally. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Big fan of you both. Oh, thank you very much.
No.
Not that fussed about being kept anonymous, but do as you do.
Right.
Let's do you.
I think as a rule, we should probably keep people anonymous anyway, just because I don't want to get sued.
Yeah. When I used to work in a school as a TA in a year 4 class, my class teacher was the head of IT for the primary school. So we were always using laptops in the class, and he had this software which let you monitor what the kids typed and viewed.
Oh God.
One day we were using the school laptops for a project, and I was in charge of watching and monitoring the kids. One of the kids that thought he was the cool kid was giggling a bit too loudly and kept pointing at the screen with his partner laughing too. I thought this was a bit odd, so decided to see what they were looking up. To my surprise, they were looking at birds, specifically blue tits.
Brilliant.
I thought nothing of it until I noticed what they had searched to get a blue tit. The boy had tried to search up titties on a school laptop, but could not spell titties. Instead, he wrote... So imagine titties, but without the T in the eye. So tights. and then try to fix that by writing big tights. So is it tits, not tights? Like, so T-I-T-E-S.
Tites?
Without the T.
Tites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I obviously found it hilarious that he couldn't spell tits right. So after I giggled for a bit, I decided I would let it be known in the most teachery way that I knew what he was doing.
Oh.
As part of this software, we can freeze their screens and then leave a message on their frozen screen.
Oh, that's fucking lush. That's like the Matrix.
I know. I, of course, froze their screen. The kids jumped and looked very scared. I then sent them a full screen message that said, I see everything, and now your parents do too.
Oh.
I can honestly say I've never had such a good laugh. So... Wow. Chris and Rosie, what would you do if Robin or Rafe's primary school teacher came and told you that they had been caught trying to watch porn in a lesson?
That's a good question. I mean, I love that. Being able to freeze the screen and write a message on, that is fucking power.
I can see this.
Imagine if you could do it with their phones. Imagine if it would be a device in the class that has to, that every phone has to go into and can do it.
Our mate, so my best friend Steph, her husband Jonathan,
is
a teacher. I don't think he's teaching in a class at the minute. He's working in the colleges. And he said, if you want a kid to put their phone away in a lesson, literally just go next to them and look at the screen.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they are so good. Desperate for you not to see what's on that screen. They'll put it away straight away. Yeah. Instead
he
of going,
can ask
get
again
your phone
and
away.
Again, and they won't. Yeah, yeah, he said that to me the other day. God.
Just go and have a look at it.
Yeah, he's like a school fixer.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he fixes loads of problems like that in school. Really clever, that. You'd hate that. Can you imagine if you were sitting texting, man, the teacher sat down and started reading your text? You'd be putting it straight away. Genius.
If our boys were watching porn at school.
Sorry, when our boys watch porn at school.
Are you kidding me? I would absolutely annihilate them.
Yeah, there's a time and a place. What are you doing? How stupid are you typing in big titties into a school laptop? Like, are you mad?
Do you know what it is, though? That's like crazy confident.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine a kid looking up big titties at home. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, titties hasn't worked. Someone writing big titties.
Yeah. I don't recognize titties. I was put big titties. Oh, there we go. Oh, blue titties. What's going on here? Google, stop cock blocking me, please. I need my blue tits. I wanted big titties. Fucking who do you think I am? Bill Oddie. When I was at school, I remember in the sort of IT, there was a couple of lads who were really good with computers.
Mm-hmm.
And they got like these games. I remember there was this game.
I don't remember having the internet at school.
Right. Oh, no, I think because you guys just had calculators.
No, we had the Acorn computers, the massive ones with like the black screen and the green writing, and then it must have got
a
bit better.
No fucking way. Because I remember when I started Heart and Comp, I still remember me username for the computer was 97Ramsey/C because 97 was the year I started.
Yeah,
97 Ramsey slash C, and we logged on the computers, and we had Microsoft Word and Excel, and we did all
right,
that.
Right, okay,
and then,
why can't
and
I remember?
Like a year or two in, we got the internet. And it was just like everyone couldn't believe it. And then I remember some lads were really good with computers, and one lad brought a floppy disk in with like these different games on, and he put them on, and everyone had these different games on their account.
Yeah.
And then he got like bollocked by the IT department. They like absolutely strung him up. But it was just like screensavers, and there was this game called Get Saddam, where little cartoon Saddam Husseins popped up and you had to click them all and get rid of them. Yeah, yeah, it was very topical. Very topical.
That's very
of the
topical
time.
Of the time.
But I just remember, like, at no point were the IT guys, like, a bit impressed by what he'd done. It was just like, they, like, absolutely tore him to bits. And it was like, he's better than you at your jobs. He's, like, bypassed all of the shit security you put on. He's managed to put
so
games on the thing.
On.
Yeah. Oh, they got me, though. I've never told you this story, have
I? I don't know.
So the head of IT, mm-hmm. he came in our IT class. And he was like, just to let you all know, I've collared the boy. I know all of you have got this stuff on your accounts. I've collared the guy who brought it in.
Mm-hmm.
And you should all, you know, get it deleted off yours as well, because I'm going to look through everyone's account and I'm going to find it. And I think I put my hand up to ask him a question because I felt really, I knew I had it on my account. And I was, I had not a good poker face as I was a kid. Right?
Still don't know.
Terrible poker face. Yeah, I've still got a bad one now. And I remember putting my hand up to ask him something and he's like, looked at it as weird. And then I went to the IT block because the lad he was picking up, the lad he bollocked, I was going to walk home with him because that's why I was panicking.
Mm-hmm.
And like an idiot, everyone else just left, but I went to the IT block and waited for him. And remember, I look back on it and think, fucking hell, they totally got us. The teacher was like, oh yeah, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm waiting for such and such. He went, oh yeah, you're his mate, are you? And I was like, yeah, yeah. And he went, yeah, he says all the stuff on the computer, he got it off you. And I just instantly burst into tears and confessed all of the stuff I had and told him the other lad who brought it in and basically grassed everyone up in one go. And it was not until years later I thought, because I remember my mate left and I was like, he said you told it, you told on me. And he went, I didn't mention your name. Why would I mention your name? You didn't give us it. Fucking got us, didn't he? Reverse psychology does, or whatever it's called.
That's bad. You could probably get him done for that now.
I might look it up. I might see.
Who
might
was it, by the way? What mate was it?
What was it? I don't want to say his name. I'm sure he's.
I don't think he's going to get wrong for it now.
Yeah, you never know. Like, they might be waiting.
What's
Saddam
his name?
Hussein's people might be furious.
Who is it?
I can't remember what he's called. I think he's called Robert, and I think the other lad was called James.
Oh, okay. You just made them up, haven't you?
Nah. Yeah.
Yeah, of course you have.
That was the hacker names.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris and the Baines. Hope you're well.
Hello.
Long time listener here. I have a quick and very specific ick for you. It's not, it's like an ick, but it's actually...
A specific
ick. Well done.
A specific.
I've been getting a lot of emails. Don't stop them, by the way. This isn't me.
Yeah, keep sending them in.
They're icks, but they're actually really long story of icks. And I think they're not icks. They're just sort of like you've had a bad experience with someone who's give you the ick, really.
Historics.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was once talking to this lad.
Historic events.
Stop now. Ick, yeah.
I thought you'd be impressed by that.
No. I was once talking to this lad I met on a popular gay dating app.
Sorry, can I just pause this as well? We haven't talked about this. Can you stop saying ick when I do stuff around the house?
Oh, yeah, no.
Can you stop just saying ick all the time? It's not really pisses off. I did something the other day and you were just like, ick. And I'm like, you can't do that. Stop icking us. Really horrible.
You've been walking around naked a lot, letting your little dick flop all over the place, which makes us feel a bit sick.
Jesus Christ. I'm too hot.
You're proper Friday night dinner dad at the minute. It's really pissing us off.
Great show. Yeah.
Just constantly naked.
Yeah. Well, I've got underpants on.
No, you've been doing a lot of walking around naked.
You've got it flaunted.
Right. So this guy, right, talking to this lad he met on a popular gay dating app.
Yeah, yeah.
He was really charismatic and handsome and we hit it off immediately. We had a few dates together and things were going really well. One night, after a few drinks, we headed back to his flat. It was modern, well-furnished, and he lived alone. Everything I was looking for in a man at the time.
Modern, well-furnished, lives alone, 4.5 stars.
How fun is that? That's like his criteria. Yeah. Does he have a modern, well-furnished home? Does he live by himself? Right, I'm in.
Modern and well-furnished.
Don't get what he looks like. Don't get what his breath's like.
Great night. Oh, yes. What a lovely home. Oh, God, he could do another furniture. He's got as much stuff in. What's this? An antique sideboard? Get me a fucking Uber. What's that, an auger? Oh, God. Get
beams?
Me out of here.
Original beams.
when was this house built? 1845. Fucking get me. Where's my bike? Jesus.
Oh, funny. That night, there was a lot of flirting, making out, and well, you know the rest.
Oh, yeah.
You know the rest. Oh, gobble, yeah. Gobble.
Fucking hell. What are you doing? Don't ever do that again.
Cut to the next morning. He was making breakfast for us both. Okay. That's nice. I found out later that he could really cook well.
Wow. That's good. Not on the criteria either. That's a bonus. That's on top of everything else.
I know. I had just finished showering and headed back to his bedroom. As I was getting dressed, I noticed some photos on his dresser of him dressed as a knight. Yeah. Weird, I thought. But each to their own, I guess.
Okay.
So I put the photo to the back of my mind and met him in the kitchen for breakfast. As we were eating, he mentioned he had plans with his LARP group. LARP, I hear you say. Well, Chris probably knows what it is. Do you know what it is?
I don't know what the L stands for, but the R is going to be a reenactment, isn't it?
Yeah, it says. But Rosie, live action role play. As he informed me, is basically a bunch of people dressing up and acting as though they were in a certain era, the war, medieval times, etc.
Yeah,
after seeing the photo of him dressed as a knight and him then mentioning and explaining what LARP was, I was already feeling unsettled at his lifestyle choices.
Yeah.
In brackets, no hate, just not for me.
It's not something you want to find out the morning after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's more. I was really willing myself to get over this, as this guy was a dream in all aspects, minus this.
Fuck.
Anyway, he invited me to come with him.
Brilliant.
To which I agreed. I mean, if it was just people dressed as knights, I could just drink mead. In brackets, I guess this is what they had and have a good time.
I could just drink mead.
He went to get suited as I waited. And to be fair to him, the armour was kind of hot in its own way. We then travelled to the site. There were a lot of horses around and I was loving them. But he went off... He's liking the horses.
So weird.
But then he went off saying it was almost time for the show.
Right.
Here's when the ick I never thought I had happened.
So the ick isn't the reenactment. The ick is something specific that happens during the reenactment.
Well, it's the ick is what he's seen. Okay. So he was like, I'm going to get over this because you know what?
Open-minded,
I really like
fair
him.
Enough.
You know, everyone likes their own different things, right? Yeah. He proceeded to get onto a horse, put a helmet on, and grab a long stick-looking thing. I asked someone what was going on and they informed me that the joust was about to begin. Hearing that gave me such an ick that to say I was turned off was an understatement. My penis literally crawled back up inside of me. Long story short, I left during the show and never spoke with him again.
What? That's the good bit. He was going to do fucking, you see, jousting. It's fucking awesome.
My question to you, Rosie, is if Chris decided to become a joust guy, would you support him in this?
Joust guy! That's it. It's settled. Joust guy.
Would you support him in this new and undeniable short-lived venture, or would your vagina heal over in a nick? Wow. So, I think he thinks that I would hate this, but I love all this kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do amateur dramatics as a kid.
Let's do it.
I'd probably quite enjoy that.
Fucking mint that. Yeah. First episode of House of the Dragon. Hello.
Yeah.
Jousting all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always thought that I'm from this time anyway.
Yeah.
So I would probably stand on the sidelines in some sort of long dress
that I've walked through puddles of piss. Yeah, I was going to say,
Yeah, I'm poor. I'm not rich.
Yeah, you're not up in the box.
I'm down. I've got syphilis.
Yeah,
down
yeah.
on the sidelines.
Yeah.
No teeth.
Yeah, you're
God, Chris.
Yeah, you're an alehouse whore.
Yes,
I would believe.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
So, I would be there. I'd quite like it. It'd be a little fun activity that we could do. I'm not saying that we could join. We haven't got time.
Yeah, no, I haven't got time. I'd love to. I mean, I've seen it happen. When I did that time crashers thing for Channel 4.
And they did an actual joust. That somewhere.
They did an actual joust. Mm. And the horses get
Hang on a minute.
Riled up.
Hang on a minute. Right. Something's just happened.
What?
You mentioning time crashers has just reminded me that there was people on that set who do that as a hobby.
Yeah.
And I think that's rank. So, no, I don't think I would like it. I've changed my full mind.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Didn't you say that there was people who just did it in their spare time and they were kind of extras?
Yeah, yeah, it'll have been exactly this guy we're talking about might have even been there the day I did it.
Okay, well, maybe I don't like it, actually. Because I remember when that happened, I was thought, oh, God.
Oh, there were a bunch of bellends. I'll be genuinely honest with you. No, there were.
Were they actually bellends?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because I've got no respect for that hobby.
I just don't
get us wrong. I'd love a turn of a joust. I reckon it would hurt like fuck.
But I remember you telling me how seriously they took it. That's what made me remember and go, oh, didn't they take it really seriously?
Didn't they get
annoyed sometimes?
Yeah, because I was taking the piss.
Because you were taking the piss. I cut out
so much of me fucking about. Right. Sure, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I came across quite well. I remember leaving going, I'm going to look like a cunt on telly here. And I came across quite well because they cut it all out. But by the end, I think they were the first 2 days. The castle and then the jousting was the first 2 days. And then by the end, I sort of got on board with it. Mm-hmm. I had a journey.
I had a narrative journey by the end.
I was, sleeping in holes and that and scruffy. Yeah. I don't think you can watch it anywhere. It should be on the telly somewhere, but I don't know.
It is one of them things. I'm just thinking more about the people who do it. Not the actual activity itself, the people who do it.
Yeah.
I think people who've got time for a massive hobby out, like a part of their life, I don't think I'd get along with them.
Mm.
It's like this thing we're watching at the minute. So somebody recommended it to me on the job that I was doing last week. It's called The Vow.
The Vow.
It used to be on Netflix. Prime. It's on Prime now. I had to buy it.
Yeah.
But I was just desperate to watch it.
And Cord's still out of commission, so I got that bill.
Yeah. It's about a cult. And it's just very interesting, but it just makes you go, how much time you got on your hands?
Yeah,
always just, people have got too much time. Join a cult? Fuck me. I'm not even a member of a gym because I haven't got time.
I mean, we've had a go at people for having too much time on their hands religiously on this podcast, but the fact that you're jealous that you haven't got time to join a cult is utterly fucking ridiculous.
I would quite like it.
I haven't got time to join a cult. I haven't joined a gym. Fucking hell, man.
Do you know what I mean? Eh?
What? Drink the poison lemonade and die. I'd love to have the space in my diary, you lucky bastard, yeah. What?
It's dead interesting, but the part of this cult, they go play volleyball at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, well, to be fair, if you've always wanted to join a cult, Rose, and you haven't done it yet, the fact that your card's blocked, you'll probably fucking do it now because you use my card to get in. How much is it a month? Oh, yeah, he has my husband's card.
Yeah, that's where they get
Finally,
you.
Finally, I'll join that cult I was always wanting
that's
to
where,
join.
That's where they get you. You've got to do the modules and that. You've got to learn about it. Mind, we are watching it. It is very interesting. And obviously, you know, I do feel sorry for the people involved. But
what did I say straight away?
They just talk a load of bullshit.
They talk bollocks.
It's for intelligent people who love the sound of their own voice, who just use words, like politicians, words that don't make any sense. They go round and round the circle, and they all smile and nod at each other going, that's brilliant.
It's just a big self-serving, self-gratifying circle.
What just said?
Circle jerk.
It is a circle jerk.
What happened, as soon as I watched it, and as soon as we started the show, every cult show, everything, the cult was this, the cult was that, oh, it was about helping each other, it was about empowering women. No, it's not. It is about the cult leader's tiddler. It's always about his tiddler. I said straight away, I went, who's the guy came on?
By Keith, tiddler, we mean cock.
He's cock, yeah. Keith, he's called, by the way.
Yeah, Keith.
How a bloke called Keith is starting a cult. Who's following a bloke called Keith? No offence to anyone, but you come on, join the cult. Oh, who's the leader? Oh, Keith. All right, yeah, Keith. What, the Tyler? The fuck's going on? Like, and then as soon as I saw his face, I went, it's about his tiddler. And you actually went, you went, what do you mean? I went, the whole thing will be because he wants to fuck loads of people. It's always because the cult leader wants to shag loads of people.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a new weird religion starting because that bloke wants to get his dick wet. That's the only reason it's happening.
Every single time. It's never a woman wanting to get fingered, is it?
Nah, it's always upsy-downsy.
You're totally right.
Always about the bloke's tiddler.
Listen, 99 times out of 10, it's always about
Keith's tiddler. You're all right, welcome to cult. I'm Keith.
I'm going to say that we're going to learn how to be better people at this cult, but actually, I just want to get my dick wet.
And I might teach you some grouting.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. We love that you come back every week. And yeah, thank you, as always. And we are part of the Acast Creator Network.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nearly forgot to say it. Bloody Acast.
No, I bloody got there. Yeah.
Love them. Love them. We are part of the Acast Creator Network and happy to be there. Thank you all, as always, for sending all your stuff in. ShaggedMarriedAnnoyed@gmail.com if you want to. And we'll be back in years next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.